Hi, I'm music writer Kathy McCabe. Coming up this weekend is episode 6 of Storytime with Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy is joined by his Glaswegian brother, award-winning chef and master chef judge Jock Somfrillo, to share their love of all things food. We've got a little bonus of that episode here for you now, with Jimmy and Jock sharing how to make the perfect restaurant playlist. If you want to find out more, watch videos of our chats and look at some fantastic Jimmy interviews, you can subscribe to storytimewithjimmybarnes.com.au right now. Here's a little bit of what you can expect this weekend. The two of you conspired together to make a 6-hour plus playlist I saw last year.
Oh, no, it was longer
Arana
than that, wasn't it?
In residence.
It was longer than that, Jock, wasn't it? It's about 20 hours or something. Well, see, Jock said to me, he said, oh, can you make me up a playlist? And he had one. It was really good. So I just sat and I said, what do you want? He said, I want everybody who comes to my restaurant to walk away thinking they've heard their favorite song. You know, something that really sticks in the head. So the music is as much a part of the experience of eating as you know, company, as family, as the food. So I sat there for hours, my headphones on, just, and I said it to Jock, and then I didn't realize we were going to merge them all together. And I remember going to Arana when you did the pop-up in Sydney, and I looked at the playlist. It was like 20 hours of bloody songs, you know. I still got it. I still play it at home. And Jane's going, is that one of yours or one of Jock's? I go, that was Jock's. it's good.
But do you remember the text message trail when both of us were looking at songs and going back, and then you were like, oh, what about this? Add that one, add this one, and yeah, it was yeah. back forth.
I was trying to write, you know, get songs with food titles in them, you know, and Scottish songs. You know, oh, you'll love this one, Jock, because a Scottish singer, you know. This is a Scottish guitar player. Who knows what does a Scottish guitar player sound like, you know? We know.
Seriously want to know, though, because looking at it just blows my mind trying to figure out who chose which song.
All the really good ones I choose. Jock's was very eclectic. There was I loved it because there was a whole bunch of stuff I'd never heard before that was on Jock's playlist. You see, when you're and probably the same for him. But when you're in your own bubble when you do music and you do all this, and that part of this experience of sharing and growing, whether it's food or art or whatever, is you get influenced by everything around you. So I got to listen to all this music. I pride myself in being pretty knowledgeable about music, but there's a whole bunch of stuff on his playlist I never knew before, which was great.
Yeah, I mean, had you heard of, say, Eels before?
Yeah, of course I had.
Yeah. So that was one of your choices.
But they weren't on my playlist. No, it was his. They weren't on my playlist, though, because what was the big Eels thing, the first album? I remember playing it, and then suddenly it pops up on Jock's playlist, and I'm going, oh, yeah, I remember this band. They're good. I should put them on some playlists. So it was good.
So I'm guessing you picked Nina Simone.
Yes. Yes. It might have been both of us, actually. You picked both of us, yeah. It might have been both of us. Yes. I'd go for dinner at Jock's. You know, we'd do gigs in Adelaide, and we'd go up to the house afterwards, and then, you know, Jock would say, oh, I'll just come up for a little snack after the show, you know. Jock's little snack after the show, by the way, is like a 45-course meal. You know, me and Jane and would get up there, and it's just bloody, and him and his wife, Lauren, the little Alfie's in bed, the dog's on the couch. And we'd sit there, and Jock would have cooked enough to feed 30 people. And we'd sit there. So we'd sit there for hours, and we'd have the playlists on. And I'd say, what's this one? He goes, this is
always terrified that there's not enough food. It's one thing, Jimmy and I are the same as you know, and Jane as well. It's like, if I've got people coming over, I'm terrified there's not enough food. So yeah, there's enough for 30 people. Everyone gets to take something home or whatever. And the other thing is, I noticed with Jimmy as well when we first started hanging out was that he does exactly the same thing as I do, is where I serve dinner and then I won't touch it until everyone's been around the table and taking something.
And just make sure they're all enjoying it and all that sort of stuff. Everything's good, then you can relax.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we, no kidding, I get the jocks, and Jock, I go out there and I say, how'd you cook this? He'd take me out the back, and he's got a bloody leg stuck on a spit somewhere here, and there's something else on a bloody burner here, and he's got something to smoke. And, you know, one night, Jock tells me about this smoker, like, he's got, because, you know, we like barbecue, we love all that sort of stuff. And he said, oh, you know, come out to the thing and see my new car. That's right, that's how it happened. So we go out to the garage, this is in Adelaide, and I walk into the, and I'm trying to see the car, and there's this bloody big thing in the way of the car, and I'm going, what's that? He's going, it's my smoker. And he hadn't told his wife about it yet, right? And so I go in and I sit down and I say, oh, that's a great smoker. And she goes, what smoker? And these smokers are outrageously expensive. But, you know, he's got a restaurant. He should be happy. He needs to have one of these smokers. I immediately went, I need one of those smokers too. So I've got one now. And Jane's going, you haven't got a restaurant? I've got a smaller one than Jock's, you know. He helped me get it, but I just remember, and I could see the look at his face going, don't mention the smoker, but it was too late. And she knew, she found out, she's going, I didn't know you had a smoker in there.
But you're as bad as me, Kathy. I've never seen, other than myself, anybody with as much cooking things, whether it's a wood-fired pizza oven, a normal pizza oven, two green eggs, a state-of-the-art smoker, a different smoker, Thermomixes. Paul, you got a pasta machine now.
I was going to say the pasta machine looks like it would take up the whole kitchen.
See, the pasta machine, Jock gave me a pasta machine for my birthday. And Jane's going, are you serious? You make pasta for like 50 people with this thing. It's unbelievable.
Huge.
And of course, Jock gave it to me, right? And it was great. He was there and he showed me how to use it and all that. And then I got to use it again when he's gone. And I had Ben, my son-in-law, him and I got together. And we put it together. I started up and it went, made this horrible metal on metal noise. And I destroyed the pasta machine. It was all bent and inside. And to get this fixed, you have to send to Italy to get it fixed, right?
No.
And I'm going, oh, fuck, I can't tell Jock I've wrecked the pasta machine. So I'm trying to get it fixed, and he's coming up. So let's make pasta. No, we don't need to make pasta, you know? And in the meantime, I found a person in Sydney who, they were importing them for a while at the chef's warehouse, isn't it? And they were importing them for a while, and they happened to have a couple of spare parts lying around, and one of them was a bit that I bent, and I got it back. And as soon as I got it back, come on up, Jock, let's go make pasta.
Can I just say, he's actually really good at making pasta.
I was just going to ask you, how do you rate it?
Smooth talker, after many lessons. But so Jock comes up, and you know, it's great. You know, Jock came up, and we're having, you know, Christmas and all that sort of stuff, and we got geese, we got bloody, my builder says, oh, I got hunting deer, you know, I'll get you a leg of venison. So he walks in with this big leg of venison, and I'm going, I don't know how to cook a venison. Give it to me. Jock, no kidding, he made the ragu of doom. It was the best ragu I've ever tasted. And my wife, you know, Jane's going, I don't know if I eat venison. I said, you might. And Jock cooked this for like 14 hours. And it was the best ragu I've ever had in my life.
I'm salivating.
So I stand there and I watch everything he's doing. I want to write things down, but I don't want to be that cheeky, you know, for stealing his recipes. But now I just ring him up and say, Jock, what do I do with this? Look at this. I've got the FaceTime, you know. Have a look at this. How do you cook that?
Do you swap gardening tips as much as you swap food tips?
No, well, he's probably like, are you a good gardener?
I'm not green fingered at all.
See, he'd rather cook them and grow them. Jane, I go out, you know, I'm only good at, you know, I've got the flowers, the roses and the camellias and all that sort of stuff and the Daphne. I get them because when I pick them, Jane really likes me. You know, so it's a good way of sucking up.
I hope you enjoyed that little teaser episode of the Storytime with Jimmy Barnes podcast. If you want to find out more, watch full videos of the interviews and read all about Jimmy, check out storytimewithjimmybarnes.com.au. The full chat with Jimmy, Jock and me right here this weekend.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.